So now on the line, I have the CEO. That's the CEO of the Cross Border Road Transport Agency, Mr. Luazimbo. He joins us now in conversation following that the Lebobo border post remains closed to traffic due to safety concern. Now, the transport minister, that's Barbara Creasy, was part of the port of entry with our MEC in the province, Mr. Jekima Siye, pleading for patience from trade associations as it awaits further communication from its Mozambican counterparts about the border, obviously the border being opened. Now, the Cross Border Road Transport Agency CEO joins us in conversation. We understand that he's been, engaged in many conversations and developing a plan to address this dire situation. That's the CEO there joining us now. Mr. Mboyi, really appreciate you making time.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you doing?
I'm all right. Thank you.
Yeah. How dire is the situation for the road freight industry, and what has been the input of some of the members and the stakeholders here in South Africa in relation to what's going on at the port of entry?
I think obviously it's very frustrating because, as you know, that Lebombo is now at the present moment the largest or perhaps the busiest port with regards to freight, and therefore which makes it the biggest port again with regards to freight. So you can imagine the frustration. There was a lot of minerals are going through that port to the port of Maputo. So a lot of your coal, chrome, and other minerals are going through there. There's a huge volume of trucks that go through, over 1,000 trucks a day go through that border post. So from a trade perspective, it is indeed very frustrating. It is indeed a very dire situation. And also, though, without undermining the passenger side, also from the passenger side, you would also remember that we also have both Beitbridge and Lebombo as carrying huge passenger numbers, especially during the festive season, people going on holidays, people going home. So the situation is quite bad because at the moment the border is closed, there is no movement whatsoever, especially for the freight goods. For the passengers and small vehicles, they did allow some movement yesterday, up to the early hours of this morning. But when we were there with Minister Creasy today, the border was completely shut. So Minister Creasy was visiting the border as part of her oversight function and also being accompanied by us because we report to her as the Cross Border Road Transport Agency.
Yeah.
So it is quite dire and there are many challenges.
Sure. But also the minister, indicated that you yourself are somewhat part of effect finding or solution driven process with the Mozambican counterpart. Kindly share with us, how's that process going? I mean, what's the reception in terms of, them being lured into opening up just for the economic spin-off for both countries, be it South Africa and Moz?
Yeah, so there's a lot of discussions, I think, between the South African counterparts and the Mozambican counterparts, especially led by the colleagues that are based at the border, which is your SARS, your BMA, of course, with the support of the agencies like the CBRT and other agencies. So there is quite a lot of that interaction. And I think the situation is quite difficult because it's not really about operations, but it's more about the challenges after the elections that took place in Mozambique and the fact that there is still some, I think, dispute around the elections. So I think that has caused a lot of challenges in the sense that it becomes quite a difficult situation to resolve, in the sense that it's more of a political situation than a trade situation.
Sure.
Or perhaps an obstacle situation at the borders. But however, having said that, we have been, especially the CBRT and other agencies, from a law enforcement perspective, for instance, we have deployed a lot of people there to just assist with unblocking of that corridor and making sure that there is freer movement. And that has been going well from November. But unfortunately, with this situation, it becomes on and off because it's very unpredictable. Once they close on the Mozambican side, it becomes a challenge. But as you said, the South African government and all the agencies on the South African side are in conversations with the Mozambican counterparts, particularly those that are in government. And I think they do find each other, but I think the situation is just too volatile on the ground, it becomes very unpredictable.
But among the many other engagements I've noted that you have also engaged in is that of also with the trucking industry. What has been their expressions? And also, are there even of their fleet that is still locked up in Mozambique that is trying to still come out? And also how, you know, what's the level of communication from your end as the, you know, CPRTA in also allaying their concern and fears as some of their fleet is also obviously in Mozambique at this very point?
So maybe let me start with the latter part. We've been lucky in the sense that the colleagues in Mozambique have been able to process some of the empty trucks that have offloaded in Mozambique to come back home. So part of the situation last night, or perhaps part of the positive situation last night, was the fact that all the empty trucks that had already offloaded in Mozambique were allowed to come back home. So they were opened for, the border was open for them to come back. So that is a bit relieving, but it is, again, very frustrating for our freight industry. We are in touch with them on a consistent basis, and we do provide updates to them. And one of the requests that Minister Barbara Creecy made today was that if people could hold from releasing their trucks from their depots until we have been able to declog the border, or perhaps release most of the trucks that are at the border, then we can ask people to send their trucks through. But we do understand the frustrations that they are faced with. It's not easy because business people work with time, and it's about releasing the freight as quickly as possible and turning the trucks around as quickly as possible. We have also been blessed by the fact that the colleagues in Mozambique are briefing the colleagues in South Africa consistently. So we would know when it's not safe to move trucks, and we'll pass that information through to the South African freight operators. We are in touch with them. We do update them as to what the situation is at the border and beyond. And we do maybe sometimes also appeal that they must delay their movements to the border and provide updates when the borders are closed. So there is that constant communication. And I think we also appreciate the cooperation and the information that we're getting from Mozambique on a consistent basis.
CEO, really appreciate you having made time to speak to us.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thanks for having us. Thank you.
Really appreciate you. That's the CEO there of Cross Border Road Transport Agency, Mr. Lwazi Mboyi, talking to us about the situation at the Lebombo Border Post, or the port of entry.